This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The hardest part of chasing monkeys through the jungle isn't the snakes.
The snakes, they are not going to attack you if you don't have contact with them.
It's simply keeping up with the monkeys.
They are jumping from one tree to another tree, so they don't care if the landscape is difficult or if there is a river.
José Domingo Ordóñez Gómez. He's a primatologist at the German Primate Center in Göttingen. The reason he was pursuing 35 spider monkeys through the rainforests of southern Mexico was to record their whinnies. By analyzing more than 500 calls, he found that when a monkey was separated from the group by more than 40 meters or 130 feet, it produced a lower-pitched call than when the same monkey was nearby the group. Ordóñez Gómez thinks the pitch choice may be because lower-frequency calls are better suited to travel long distances through dense jungle. The findings are in the journal PLOS ONE. Ordóñez Gómez also found that other spider monkeys responded back more quickly when they heard one of the low-pitch calls compared to a regular whinny. Perhaps, he says, because there's something about the deeper calls that really gets the attention of eavesdropping monkeys. It's a relatable feeling for any human primate who's heard a crying baby.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.